At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Monday, August 26th. Some breaking news out of Jacksonville here. The Jaguars are trading defensive end, pass rusher, edge setter, Travis Gibson to the Seattle Seahawks in exchange for a late-round pick, according to Ian Rappaport. This is a stunner for me. The way I looked at this roster, obviously, you have your top two edge rushers, Josh Hines-Allen, Trayvon Walker. Going into this offseason, I was kind of looking at things like, well, where are they going to find their third edge rusher? I thought they found it when they signed Travis Gibson. I really did. And that's based on what he had done prior. You know, his time in Chicago was strong overall, like when he was on the field. If you're bringing that guy to your football team as a third edge rusher, I think that that's a pretty strong option. And then limited action in Tennessee last year, but still when he was on the field was effective. And then when he got to Jacksonville, all he's done is work hard, make plays in practice, make plays in preseason games. He's looked like the third best edge rusher, I think pretty clearly, from an impact standpoint. And he's a guy that has length, strength, athleticism. Like, he fits the Trent Baalke mold, in my opinion, of an edge rusher. So what's the rub here? Like, what's the deal? In my opinion, this probably means they really, really wanted to keep DJ Coleman and Miles Cole. And potentially, like, this might help Yasir Abdullah. We're going to see how this ends up playing out with this 53-man roster cuts, which the Jaguars got to get it down to 53 tomorrow. They've already made some cuts. They've now traded, again, Travis Gibson to the Seattle Seahawks for a late-round pick. And obviously they're looking at this like, well, this is a guy we signed for not very much, and we can get future draft capital. And I think, again, it signals that they really value DJ Coleman and that they're ready to roll with Miles Cole as a 53-man roster type of guy. The rookie out of Texas Tech, 7th-round pick. And look, both of these guys have made plays. They absolutely have. Do I think DJ Coleman can be as consistent as Travis Gibson right now as a third edge? I do not. Can Miles Cole? He's a rookie. He's got all the physical ability in the world. I mean, he's 6'6", 278, has like the longest arms in the NFL, basically. Unbelievable profile, physical profile. And he's been good. Like, I thought he did a really good job throughout the preseason, wreaking havoc, you know, using his physical dominance, but also kind of growing a little bit from a technical standpoint and awareness standpoint. He was setting the edge pretty well. He was making plays. You know, you saw him in this past game. He was one of my defensive standouts. Like, he took on a double team and still made a play against the run. So I'm excited about Miles Cole. I think there's reason to be excited about DJ Coleman too, but this is pretty wild. Moving on from Travis Gibson. I feel bad for Travis Gibson, obviously. I mean, he busts his butt last 3-4 months to be part of this football team. And now he's moving on. And yeah, from a roster perspective, heading into the 2024 campaign, I think this is disappointing. I know the Jaguars are going to say, well, we felt good about getting some future draft capital. We felt good about the fact that we love the guys that are on the roster still, but
make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio. We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by Wynn Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WynnSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Is the Jaguars roster as good as it was just a few moments ago? No, it's not. And, you know, Trayvon Walker, Josh Hines Allen, you're going to expect them to be on the field a lot. But you do have to have a rotation to keep guys fresh in the NFL. And so now your top rotational guys, pure edge guys, Miles Cole, DJ Coleman. One thing I have said, and we'll remind y'all, I do think guys like Eric Armstead, Tyler Lacy, if he makes the team, Mason Smith even, they have the ability to play on the edge. And the Jaguars actually list Eric Armstead as a defensive end, not a defensive tackle. So he had been utilized more on the interior, certainly in San Francisco. And I think he will continue to be used on the interior. But with the Jaguars listing him as defensive end and trading Travis Gibson, I think you're now looking at a situation where it's pretty clear the Jaguars are going to play him a lot. Again, at defensive end, 4-3 defensive end. It's really more of a 4-2-5 more often than not. But, you know, a four down base. And Ryan Nielsen's going to mix that thing up a lot. There's going to be a ton of different looks up front and on the back end. He's a game plan defensive coordinator. He will try to trick and confuse you. He will try to tendency break in these key situations. But yeah, I'm fascinated to see, like, what is Eric Armstead's actually split between, like, defensive end and interior? What is the actual split? Like, how often is he really playing edge for you? Is he, as soon as Trayvon Walker or Josh Hines Allen goes out, is he going over to play edge? Are you going to have all three of them on the same field a lot? Like, I would hope so. I would hope when you're gearing up to pass rush, it's Eric Armstead, Josh Hines Allen, Trayvon Walker, and maybe Roy Robertson Harris, maybe one of your other guys, be able to heat up the quarterback. Devon can heat up the quarterback a little bit as well, but I think you want to utilize him more as that big interior presence that can clearly slow down the run. Same thing with Jordan Jefferson. But this is a fascinating one for me. And yeah, Mason Smith, you want to get on the field as a pass rusher as well as he continues to develop. Would love to know what y'all think. Travis Gibson traded to the Seattle Seahawks for a late round pick by the Jacksonville Jaguars. Again, I do not think that this front is as strong without Travis Gibson. Is it going to break their depth? Maybe not. And again, I do think this is a strong indicator that Eric Armstead is actually going to play edge a lot. I would rather Travis Gibson be on the team than not. I really would. Like, again, I think that throughout camp and in preseason, he's clearly been the third best edge rusher. And I think, you know, if there's an injury to anybody up front, Travis Gibson's presence makes it better. Anybody that's going to play edge, if there's an injury, Travis Gibson was going to help alleviate that problem. And now you don't have that opportunity again. They love DJ Coleman and Miles Cole. I'm assuming that they're going to make the roster now. I think that they will. But that'll do it here. Let me know what y'all think in the comment section below. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.